Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday morning, you know what time it is. It's time for another exciting edition of BEC Power Talk. And Libby, are you laughing already?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, good morning to you. You
good
agree
morning.
Then. The excitement is in the air.
Yeah, Terry, I have your new favorite guest with me today. And honestly, I'm really worried 30 minutes is not going to be enough. This might have to be a special 1 hour show.
Special hour presentation.
Oh my goodness.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, without further ado, she's already in. Well, who is our special guest?
Kristen Halverson is with us today. She is the Senior Director of Talent and Organizational Development at Berkeley Electric and one of my all-time favorite people at the co-op, which is tough competition, as you well know.
Many weeks you have said
absolutely.
That's not true.
Yes. Every so often you do say that, though. You're going to love this guest. But you said all the time.
I deliver, though.
My ego is impenetrable, yes. So it's really quite all right.
No, you do deliver, but the key component is they deliver.
Oh.
So you are on the clock.
Well played, sir. You just saved her.
There it is. Kristen Halverson, Senior Director of Talent. Boy, that's...
I know.
I like the way they frame that up.
It sounds like I should be working for Disney. Right?
Well, maybe...
Somebody comes in tap dancing their way into an interview. They're hired.
It's not just work. It is fun and games, right?
Oh, that's the best part is everybody at BEC knows how to enjoy doing their job and helping each other. We have a blast.
And that's how it should be, because when you enjoy what you do, you don't work. You know?
That's right.
So thank you for helping it be fun.
Well, it's a shared pleasure, happy to say.
Training videos and, you know, signing off on documents, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Paperwork, yeah.
How can anyone withstand it? It's just ongoing excitement.
That's right. It's intoxicating. Just don't drink at work. Okay? but you have a big job, talent and organizational development. And I've never heard that used in terms of, you know, let's say HR, you know, organizational development.
I know, right? It's hard to live up to that, a title that long and complicated.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I do my best. But organizational development is... if a lot of people look at training is job specific,
okay.
And development is the larger picture, organization wide. So leadership training, how we put people on a career path to move upward or horizontally if they desire to expand their knowledge and footprint at the company in a horizontal way. So, you know, organizational development is really us working with our employees to expand, you know, their involvement in the company in the way that's best for them and for us.
Shepherding the vision, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, that's good.
You
that's
like
good.
That?
Yeah, I'll
use that.
I will use that and credit you, absolutely.
Man, I love BC. I don't get much credit where
well,
I work.
You
know
what? Shepherding them, that's lovely.
Shepherding the vision. Yeah.
Give me a big stick with a hook on the end. Now we're talking.
Yes.
Grow a beard, you know, you just get your beard and you're on a cliff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That might take me a while.
Flowy clothes. I'm into it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
There it is. We're recreating the Ten Commandments. How about that? But let's talk about your background professionally and what brought you to BEC. What were those things?
Well, so my path here has been an interesting one. I started out as a high school English teacher, and it's interesting because this is one of the things that inspires me to help other people. When I grew up, I was good at English. I grew up in a small rural area, and if you were good at English, the only thing you knew to do with that was to become an English teacher, and I loved teaching. But part of the problem is that there are lots of people out there who are really good at things. I'm talking to everyone listening to this. And they don't necessarily know all the opportunities out there for how they can leverage their talent and abilities into careers they might not have known about before. So it's really exciting to have a job where I can sit down with people and say, what do you love? What are you good at? And let me help you understand where we might be able to leverage that in a different way.
See, that's shepherding that vision again. Mm-hmm. There it is.
So I started as an English teacher, and then I segued into the private sector. Oh, that sounds so lovely, doesn't it? Private sector. As an education coordinator for a hospital system, and I worked as then a training manager. Then I worked. I moved over to be the director of talent and organizational development at the College of Charleston.
Wow.
And that was lovely. Okay. I just loved it. And it introduced me to the area, and it was a wonderful place. But I was looking to continue to learn and grow. And then I learned about Berkeley Electric and that they were looking for someone for this position. And here I am. And now they're just never going to get rid of me. I'm here. Here I am.
Well, I think they're glad. I'm glad you're here. You know, but now, most of the folks over the time we've done Power Talk, Libby and I, a lot of long-time employees.
Yes.
Now, what about yourself? Are you, you've been with the family for a little while? Or
you know, thank you for asking, because I was really grateful that they were willing to bring in somebody new. They've got so many wonderful people, you know, at Berkeley Electric. I came in, it was about exactly a year ago. And it was challenging because I actually started my job remotely. It was a good time to start with them because everybody being remote, they needed somebody who could provide some remote training. So it actually turned out to be a really fortunate.
Okay. I got thing. You. So you're one of the few, just a year, I heard.
Yes.
Okay.
I am a newbie.
But they're loving you. I know they are.
Well, they can't help it. I'm so charming. I don't know. I'm actually amazed that anybody's able to function. They should just come and stand in my doorway and gaze at me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Libby's like, right.
Well, I believe everything you're saying.
Oh, see? We need you to come and stand in my doorway and just stare at me. This is a good beginning.
We're having a great beginning and talking about a diverse background of jobs that you've been in. But, you know, I, too, worked in schools and didn't teach English, but that's a pool of experience. And I was a professor at a university for a little bit.
Oh, how exciting.
Just an adjunct, so, you know.
No, there's no such thing as just.
No money, but lots of, I enjoyed the mission.
You were shaping young minds.
Yes, yeah. Shepherding their vision.
See, look at the consistent theme. That's right. I'm a firm believer that if somebody has taught, they can do anything. Anything.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take that for sure. But it does take you down different paths to do different things, and it's led you to BEC to a big role, and looks like you've been shaped for it perfectly. So.
It was a journey that brought me to BEC at the right time to be helpful to them, and I hope the right ways. So I feel really fortunate. Blessed.
Well, good. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, BEC Power Talk, we're with Christian Halverson, Senior Director of Talent and Organizational Development. And, of course, the wonderful Libby Wibby. That's what I call her. I never call you that on the air too much. But Libby Wibby. Libby Rowig, Communications Manager. Let's talk, Christian, about with this new role, a year in, what are you most excited about over at BEC?
What a great question, because it's been an exciting year. Now that we're able to be more back on site, I'm really excited to be developing plans for leadership development on site and to work with our employees to develop the leadership abilities within them. We're also working on strategic and operational plans for the next 5 years approximately for the company, so it's a great time to look forward to challenge ourselves, to reach goals, and see where we can all help each other, you know, move forward.
Mm-hmm. And you're within your team, part of the BEC larger human resources department. I guess in a question, what all does an HR department do at a utility?
Well, fortunately, we don't go too far off the train tracks. We are very similar to a lot of HR departments. We have somebody who's kind of entirely committed to benefits.
Okay.
Okay. We have somebody who does a lot of the hiring and you know, and then we have the training department, and we have Louise Mead, our the vice president of HR, does almost everything. She is a superwoman, and it is really hard for my ego to work for a superwoman. But fortunately, she really is great at supporting every single person around her. So the HR department is really similar, actually, to any place else that people might have worked, okay. I think.
Well, you're a Wonder Woman. So Superwoman and Wonder Woman, they can coexist.
We, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're part of the Justice League. Marvel versus, you know, there's all different universes. We've got to be careful.
You've seen a few movies,
I have in my time,
Well, good for you.
And I could be Captain Marvel.
Oh, you could be. We could have a total female superhero team.
Yeah.
You'd be entirely welcome, though.
I'd be good. Okay. That's good. I'll be the Iron Man of the whole
thing. Ooh, nice. Yeah, you'd be good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the role that BEC plays in the Tri-County as an employer in this greater business community, because you are a liaison inside the company between employee and management and all that stuff. But how do you see the BEC role in this growing Trident region, the Tri-County?
One of the goals of the HR department is we want to position ourselves as the preferred employer in the Tri-County area. And preferably in the country, if we could get, you know,
give
us time. Just give us time. But we work really hard to reach out locally. We have recently been investigating pre-apprenticeship programs so we can talk to people in school districts. Where are there gap, you know, skill and gaps in people's ability to perhaps segue into the jobs at the co-op when they leave high school? And let's help fill those. Let's provide opportunities for people to segue from high school or after tech. We have an ongoing relationship with Trident Tech. We have a really exceptional apprenticeship program.
Okay.
But most importantly, we really want to be an integrated part of our community, because the community, you know, our members and even our non-members, everyone in this region is an important part of what we do and why we do it and who we are. And we want to make sure that we're providing support, not just with power, but in terms of as an employer. We provide, you know, solid benefits and support and training, if I put in my own plug for my own department. Exceptional training, if I may say.
Yes. Vision.
That's right.
Vision.
That's visionary. Right. Yeah.
Visionary. That's right. Shepherding and training the vision.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, it's good to know that, and I know this from just the many different people I've met along the way doing this Power Talk program. BEC wants to be more than just the company you pass by when you drive through or you know, but really investing in the community.
It's so important to us, yeah.
You know, as, pun intended, a human resource.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
In the greater Berkeley County and beyond, you know, community.
That's the exact right way to put it, is we want to be a resource to all the people in the community and provide avenues for opportunity that they might not have known about before.
That's right. And giving people that live in a community career opportunities where if they want to stay right there, they can work, live, play, grow the whole gamut.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so fortunate to have employees that know the area. They've grown up here. They have ties to the community. They care about, you know, our members in the community.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing. It really is.
And absolutely, it makes the member owner experience even greater. And speaking of the member owner experience, that folks listening, hopefully, by now they know that BEC is not just a company. It's an organization committed to the member owner experience. So training and development, why is that important to Berkeley Electric's member owners?
I'm really glad you asked, because what we do is always meant to make the outcome, whatever we're doing, is designed to make the outcome better, more positive, more productive for our members. And so that means when we train for safety, we don't train just, although there's no just about it, we certainly don't want to train just to keep our employees safe. We want to train to keep our members safe, our community safe, in how we handle when there's storms, when there are trees down, when there are lines down. So all the training that goes into that is essential to make sure that our members and the community stay safe and our employees stay safe. And moreover, with member services training, we want to make sure that every interaction that our members have with our employees is as positive and productive as possible. So we really work hard to make sure that the services we provide are provided effectively, efficiently, ethically, and that we're safe and provide as positive an experience as possible.
And with that said, all those different jobs, different skill levels of jobs, we talked earlier about the training and and the visionary things that are going on at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. But as we dive even a little deeper, drill down, can we look at some of the different areas within greater area?
So now when you... Do you mean different types of job at Berkeley Electric or different types of training at Berkeley Electric?
Since Libby's...
Just run with it.
Well, no. Libby gives me a lane, so I'm going down the lane. Linemen. We can start there.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lane.
So linemen are, you know, in some ways the beating heart, right? Mm-hmm. They're out there doing that challenging, essential work for everyone.
That's right.
And... they are, it's amazing. I sat in on a class the other day. I'm going to just, brace yourselves. I'm going a little bit out of the thing.
Okay.
I got to sit in on a class that my training director was doing for the linemen. And, you know, sometimes it might be tempting to see these guys and think, oh, they're brave because they're going up in these buckets and they're dealing with electricity. Or it might be easy to think, oh, they're strong because they're digging and they're working and they're cutting down limbs and moving things. And it might be tempting to just look at them being brave and strong, and they are, to do those jobs. But you know what's amazing and humbling? I sat in on a class the other day and it was, I don't know how to, it's just true. It was gibberish to me. They're talking about significant, you know, sign and phases and how to convert all this, when to convert the energy, depending on when something's... Seriously, I sat and these guys are sitting there having conversations about stuff that the average human being, there would be absolutely no ability for most of us to comprehend it. And so it's really amazing that we have these bright, brave, and strong people that are serving us all. And I feel privileged to work with them and be a part of any training that we can provide that will help them do their jobs better or safer. If anybody out there sees those qualities in themselves or somebody that they know, tell them to talk to us. We have we start people off at the groundman level, and that's where they're doing physical stuff. And then there's 4 years of apprenticeship. And then, you move into journeyman A and B. And it's a really wonderful career for somebody who has wonderful qualities. We're fortunate to have some amazing linemen and line workers working for us.
Now, in that training, did you do the Kenny Rogers? Do you know what that is?
There's a lineman for the county.
Well, no, I was thinking you got to know when to hold him.
Even better. I did the Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, some of that information, you're like, you know what? I'll let that go over my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you that's when you fold him. Like,
okay.
You know what? I don't. Now, what about a bucket truck? Did you go up in a bucket truck?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. There is almost nothing that would ever induce me to get into a bucket truck. I'm terrified. I've often said that to these. Thank goodness gracious that there are people willing to do this stuff, because I am not one of them.
Yeah, same.
So I guess power would just stay off, huh?
Yeah. I'm serious. Start scraping sticks together, because that's where we're going to be.
I got you. Make your own fire, huh?
If you're counting on me, it's about right.
Once again, we're with Christian Halverson, having a good time as we're talking with the Senior Director of Talent and Organizational Development, and some of the different areas. Now, you were very comprehensive talking about the linemen,
mm-hmm.
and I heard you put out there what it takes to get started in that area. But what about member services?
That's a great position that we count on. They're the people that work with our members really directly, that help them start new accounts. People will come in and say, hey, I'm building a new house, and they're really excited. And it's an opportunity for us to talk to them about the fact that they're joining our community and that mm-hmm. we're glad to have them with us. And, you know, especially during COVID, we really counted on our member service reps to be that human connection when people were struggling. And we're really grateful that we have wonderful people who care about our members, helping us to work through that. And so if you're somebody, you know, somebody's out there with wonderful people skills who really cares about people, and they're also somebody who they work with big accounts. We have large clients. We have individual people working with us. And so it's really helpful to have people who feel confident working with numbers and data. Our member service reps are, you know, they're that front line of people that we really count on to work with our members.
And they're real problem solvers, too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, they will work until they can resolve an issue for the member.
I always think about somebody's account is Google. You know, it's like, one of your people.
Yes.
I got this little account. You ever heard of Google? It's like, the world knows about Google. But they need you. They rely on what's going on at BEC, so.
Yeah, and that's where having the cooperative, it's every single person or entity or business that we provide with power is part of the solution, because they're members of the cooperative feeding into all the, you know, all the things that we're able to provide people, power and access. And mm-hmm. So we're really, it's a wonderful self-fulfilling loop of, you know,
and
good
people. As you said a minute ago, and it's a common trait, people that care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
That's the main thing I would say. If you know, if you're somebody that has real love for working with people and you want to help and you want to be somebody that people can reach out to when they have questions or when they need help, then, you know, those are our member service reps. We're really happy to have them.
Absolutely. And common theme, once again, people that have hearts in the right place and care about the member owners.
Yes.
And the folks that they serve. Well, let's talk about this. We kind of laughed about this a little bit, I think, before we started the program, but co-op-wide training efforts. So how that looks in 2021. It is 2021, right?
I know, right? Time flew this last year.
Oh, man. We're halfway through.
I know. Like, how is that possible? I don't know.
Must be your training. It's something you did. I'm telling
see,
you. But
you are so good. Really, you've got to come in your spare time and just be, you know.
Well, you know, Dante blew my mind this morning talking about how time speeds up mathematically as you get older.
So Dante is the training director who works in my department. And
I got a little nervous just now when Libby starts talking about what is she talking about?
Dante. But, okay. Yeah, it sounds like we're having sort of like deep inferno level conversations.
Yes.
But Dante is a training director, and he has the amazing ability to come in on a given day and lay down some new piece of political, scientific, social information that will break your brain for approximately 3 or 4 days until he gives you another tidbit from something else he learned.
And
I tried to hang with him because I talked to my response was, well, and then you think about the cultural implications of what time is. And, you know, in the United States, time is linear, you know, time spent is lost, or, you know, time cannot be made up. But in other cultures, it can be circular. That just comes back around. And
especially if you've watched Arrival. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, yes. The whole concept of time being nonlinear. So, we're going far afield here. But I will say it's a really interesting movie.
Well, you're a movie buff, I can tell.
I am. I want to say, oh yes, I was out watching this performance live of Lear and Henry VIII, but no, I'm watching Arrival and Matrix and.
You know what? That's good stuff, especially with some good popcorn.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so in terms of how training has developed over the last. Now that, yeah, I'm bringing us back, bringing us back. So, you know, with COVID, we really had to get creative in terms of how we're going to deliver information, how we're going to deliver training. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, or not, depending on who you ask, so a lot of my background is in learning management systems and creating online learning. And that offers a lot of opportunity for people to be able to learn from home, to learn in different situations and not have to gather together necessarily.
And so, in many ways, that's been a gift for a lot of our departments because, you know, instead of having a half day training session where they have to show up in person, they can just do their training when it's convenient. And for like member services that they have to be working the counter or whatever.
Yeah. If we're simply delivering information and conversation and interaction isn't an essential piece of the training we need to deliver, online is really the answer to allowing our employees more flexibility, to saving money in mm-hmm. terms of people traveling and being out of work or away from their desk longer. But whenever we can and whenever, you know, interacting with each other and learning from each other is part of the process, we really look forward to doing training in person when we can.
And in person has its benefits and challenges, but one thing about the videos, probably more efficient when somebody can do it at their pace, at their time, mm-hmm. and they're not out of sync with other things. Because, you know, I worked at a job, they wanted you to train while you were serving the customer.
And wow.
It didn't work well.
Yeah.
I just put it to you that way. It's like, how can I do this? And then it was training that you had to pass the little test at the end.
Stop
and,
it.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I think we should go over there and protest.
I will absolutely get your back. You absolutely right. leave
well,
me there.
I don't work there anymore, so. But it still makes you mad,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, man, time is flying when we're having fun. Look at there. We've got a couple minutes left.
Well, that's right. See, time is not linear when you're talking with me. It speeds up like crazy. It jumps over.
But
that's probably why
say.
Dante mentioned that.
And they say time flies when you're having fun.
That's aww. Right.
So we're having fun with you.
Oh, well, that's so yes. lovely. Yes. Yeah, it's so true.
My disclaimer at the start was we really need an hour.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. listeners.
But the next program says, no, not so fast.
Yeah.
That's right.
But last question. What advice would you have for employees of this industry or any who are just starting out? What can you, and I know you can give them some vision. I know you can on this. What's your advice?
The advice I would give is never think that there is anyone that you interact with at work who isn't worth getting to know and understand and connect with. A lot of times people see themselves as traveling along or up a ladder or whatever, and that is never going to make you into the kind of employee that's really going to be able to bring value, you know? So don't ever lose the opportunity to get to know and connect with the people around you, no matter who they are, no matter what their job is, and always be curious. Those are probably the two biggest pieces of advice I give to somebody new. Now, you give me somebody who's been in the job 10 years, I'll give them different advice. But I think, you know, start off humble.
Yeah.
Always, always want to get to know everyone around you at every level and be curious.
Be curious. Now, be careful, too, with your curiosity at electric, you know.
Don't be sticking stuff in light sockets.
Yeah. I wonder if I take my fork and, you know. Like.
Right. It's like that kind of curiosity we discourage.
Yes. Because it will kill the cat.
Yes.
This has been fun. We'll have to have you back for a part two at some point because I think there is more. Once again, Christian Halverson. You mentioned this. You're not from the area. Where did you come from?
I hail from New Hampshire. And wow. So this has been a fantastic learning experience.
Well, you may be the first guest we've had on the show from New Hampshire.
Ooh la la.
What's the best food in New Hampshire?
Lobster.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
On a trip.
I'll take, yep, you bet.
All right. This wraps up this wonderful edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Libby Wibby, thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Until next time, everyone have a good day.